Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey kids, Townsend Coleman here, the voice of Michelangelo from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Cowabunga! And you're listening to the Neverland Podcast right now, which is totally bodacious.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Yes, I'm having yet another special episode. I was actually planning to release something this week to have a little bit of Halloween music to share with you all, but as you probably maybe heard, there was a huge Marvel event today that they announced Phase 3 and 10 movies for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. One of the biggest ones, now this was something I've mentioned, it was a rumor, so I wasn't really worried about it. I didn't know that it was going to come around or how they would do the story, but it is official. The next Captain America movie will be Civil War, and it will feature Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man and Chadwick Boseman, who will make his debut as Black Panther, which, guess what, Black Panther is also going to get his own film. Now, Phase 2 is going to end with Ant-Man. And, of course, Phase 3 will begin with, we've got another Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which we were expecting. Another Thor movie, Ragnarok. Now, Ragnarok is the Norse end of the world, so who knows what sort of ramifications. But apparently this is also going to be picking up some of the pieces from the second Avengers movie, Age of Ultron. And Loki, of course, will be in that film as well. So we expect all kinds of exciting things going on right there. We better move. Oh, okay. The very specific thing about this I forgot to mention, May 6th, 2016 will be Captain America Civil War. And then, of course, the Black Panther film will be November 3rd, 2017. Now, this was all a big announcement presentation with Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige. And he says, I'm blessed to be part... Well, wait a minute. This is a quote from Chadwick Boseman. Sorry. I'm gathering all this news. It's been kind of going pretty fast. But Chadwick Boseman said, I'm blessed to be part of this Marvel Universe and to work with you both, and I look forward to making magic together. And he was on the stage with Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans as they were making that announcement. So it's going to be really interesting to see where that goes. I don't know what side of things he's going to be on at the time. But, okay, so now Ragnarok, that is coming on July 28th, 2017. Chris Hemsworth, of course, coming back to be Thor. And it's going to be apparently the toughest challenge he's had this time around. And Kevin Feige says, this is a very important movie for us in Phase 3. We plan on taking Thor to another level. It picks up where we leave Thor in Avengers Age of Ultron and impacts everything that comes after. Very, very, very exciting. So, yes, of course, and Loki will be there, which... definitely a good idea, because let's face it, we all love Loki. The next thing on our list, Doctor Strange. Now, it's apparently they didn't announce during this thing of Benedict Cumberbatch playing Doctor Strange, but it does seem to be that that's where it's going. It's almost official, but not quite. But we do have Doctor Strange coming November 4th, 2016. And that's going to be really cool. I don't know if this is going to tie into the Netflix series for the Defenders, because Doctor Strange would be a part of that. But we'll just keep an eye out. Oh, by the way, the Guardians of the Galaxy sequel that I mentioned, May 5th, 2017. Some more obscure characters. They've had such luck with Guardians of the Galaxy that Captain Marvel will be coming July 6, 2018, which, if they do it to the way it stands currently, will be their first big superpowered female jumping into there. So I'm thinking this is going to hit like gangbusters, because the current Captain Marvel that I'm aware of has been Ms. Marvel. And they can really tie it back into the Kree, which has been introduced in Guardians of the Galaxy. So that's July 6th, 2018. Also, The Inhumans on November 2nd, 2018. This is a whole group of some really kind of interesting characters. It'll be really fun to see how they do that. I mean, you got Black Bolt and Lady Medusa. I'm not a huge person on the Inhumans. I'm familiar with them, but I don't know everything quite about them. I'll probably do a little bit more research so I can tell you a little bit about it at some point. Oh, but this is the really huge thing. Avengers is not getting a third movie, it's getting a third and a fourth. It's Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2. Part 1 will be May of 2018, May 4th, and then Part 2 will be May 3rd, 2019, so a year apart. Now, I figure this what this is going to do, because you know the Infinity Wars was a major event. This does involve Thanos and Infinity Gems, and I have a feeling that they're going to tie this in enough to where, of course, they can get everybody from the Marvel Cinematic Universe involved, including Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, let's go back here. On May 3rd, 2019, that's when Part 2 is. Now, Guardians of the Galaxy sequel is May 5th, 2017. Well, heck, they'll have their sequel out already before both of these movies, The Avengers. So I'm kind of thinking that the Guardians of the Galaxy movie may be able to tie its way in to the Infinity War movie of the Avengers. Let's hope so. It'll be really cool. But that is all the really, really big things. Nothing about a Hulk solo movie at this point. Nothing about a Black Widow solo movie or a Hawkeye or anything like that. But, of course, the Netflix series, The Defenders and The Infinity War, that's all part of the same universe. It is going to be fantastic. It was really great to kind of get all this information out. I guess it's been within a week. Was that just last week or the week before that DC announced all their movies for the coming years? Now Marvel has put out all of theirs. So very exciting time to be a Marvel fan or a Disney fan or even just a movie fan. But now I would like to move on to what I had planned to release to you just for some fun. I'm going to just play some straight up Halloween music from this point on. Some of my favorites. I've got a pretty good collection of a lot of Halloween music, and I'm just going to share some of it. Some of it Disney, some of it not Disney. But I just wanted to give you something special for this holiday week. I didn't mean to actually release it now. I planned to release this like on Friday, but because of this impending and awesome news, I'm just going to, of course, release it now with all the news that I just gave you. So enjoy. Save this recording for listening on Friday if you like, but from this point on. But enjoy. And it's all good stuff. So some of it might be a little bit harder rock kind of things. I think I'm gonna play some Jerry Vane for you. And there was redone versions of The Night Before Christmas. So if you're not really into like hard rock stuff, you might not like some of these things. But I'm also gonna play some lighter side. But anyways, enjoy. Enough of me babbling. Here's some music. Thank you.
lizards, rattlesnakes, hurricanes, tornadoes and quakes, frogs and worms and spiders and bees.
Nope, they don't scare me.
Ghosts and witches, goblins and ghouls, werewolves howling at the moon, bugs in the rugs and bats in the trees.
Nope, they don't scare me.
Alone in the graveyard, the stray dogs bite.
Yo!
Zombies dancing in the pale moonlight. Won't that give you a terrible fright?
Nah, that doesn't scare me. Scared.
You're seeing things running through your head. Who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Ghostbusters!
I'm afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes to guess. I'm afraid of no ghosts.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Whoa. From my laboratory in the castle east, whoa, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, whoa, the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Whoa. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Whoa. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. Whoa. Whoa. The coffin bangers were about to arrive. Whoa. With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
and it's a graveyard smash.
It's called the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's called the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
Mash
you know, the grown-ups fight over him with fright, the children all know. forth across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Date on what happens outside when it's late. Along about midnight, ghosts and banshees get together for nightly jamborees. Ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night.
The spooks have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed
is the headless horseman.
He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan
and hit the road for parts unknown.
And there's no rape like a spook that's burned. They don't like him and he's really burned. He swears to the longest day he's dead. He'll show them that he can get ahead.
Lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll
hesitate a bit,
'cause you clip your top if it'll fit.
And he likes a little, likes them big,
tied in the middle or a wig,
black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head
with a hip, hip, clip, clip, clippity-clop. He's out looking for a top to chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, you kids be good and stay at home the way you should, 'cause right outside and waiting there is a headless horseman. Beware.
And with that, I would like to thank you for once again listening to a bonus episode of the Neverland Podcast. And I hope you really enjoyed all that music, and I hope you enjoy your holiday, however you are spending it. And be sure to join us on November the 2nd when we will no longer be the Haunted Neverland Podcast. And right now, I'm working on something really special that I think you're really going to enjoy. We're going to go a little bit outside of Disney, but it's something you probably remember from your childhood with very, very fond memories. And there is actually a Disney connection. If I do get a chance to, of course, record everything that I'm intending to record, I'm still working with getting my guests lined up. But yeah, come back to us on Sunday when I normally release these things, or Monday morning whenever you happen to listen, if you happen to be listening on your way to work or at work. We've got a lot of fun planned for November, and we're coming up on 1 year of the Neverland Podcast, and I have some fun plans for that as well. But thank you for enjoying our podcast and downloading it again. Make sure you get in touch with us at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter and interact with me. Send me some messages. Tell me how you liked this show. If I played a song that you really enjoyed and you want to know where it came from, you can tweet it to me. Neverland PCast is me on Twitter. Of course, to put an ad in front of that. And on Facebook, if you just simply search for the Neverland Podcast, you can find our page and also our group. And all these links, of course, can be found on our website, neverlandpodcast.com, as well as a phone number where you can leave a voicemail, which I will play here most likely on the air. And you know, even if you get cut short, we've had that happen a couple of times. People get cut short, but I play a little bit of it just because I enjoyed the part of the message that did make it. So, but yeah, go ahead, leave a voicemail, and we will certainly share your feedback right here on the next show. But we'll see you next time, and God bless.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.